It's Dick Toledo, and I want to thank you guys for downloading, streaming, and sharing all of our HMS podcasting content. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by our friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out their new and used inventory online at chapmandodge.com. And while you do that, have you realized that you're sick of your house yet? Tired of being cooped up every weekend? How about getting away, far away, to where people aren't, like up in the high country? Well, if I've learned one thing in working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, it's that when you want to leave people behind, there's only one thing that'll get you there. The off-road machine, a Jeep. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's HMS podcasting content.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Beautiful, beautiful outside. Just stepped outside again. Absolutely stunning. Take advantage of it. Get on out there. Walk around your block one time. Just do something. Get that COVID fat off. Everybody's got it. Nobody's feeling great. It's 7:37. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and is brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Coors Light. You can head to Hooters today for happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m., 32-ounce pitchers of ice-cold Coors Light on special right there. And watch the debate at Hooters tonight with the drinking game. Somebody sent us the rules for the drinking game. Brett will put it up on Facebook if you want to print those out. Some guy said he's having a poker party. They're just going to change it into a debate party.
Oh, yeah. Have a drinking game. Throw the chips on that.
You start betting.
Yeah.
Oh, have prop bets.
Yeah, somebody wins the pot.
That's a great idea. If you're having a party.
To have a blackboard up there.
Hell yeah.
You have a blackboard written up there and says.
Running numbers.
Come on, man. A time, how many times you got? How many times
odds.
He says it? How fast into like first, yeah. First, third, second, third of the debate?
You can pause live TV. So as soon as the question is asked, pause it, place your bets, and then hit play.
Or that, but the answer is that. I think you just want to go with like the basics, like Trump's hair move. Every time Biden says, "Come on, man," Biden loses train of thought.
Trump heavy breathing,
yeah. And you can do it like, who brings
both
up God
red
first?
Ties. What tie color they're going out? You go wardrobe.
Well, I think it's red
pretty
and blue
basic.
Now. I think they're both wearing party color ties.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do stuff. Over under on mentions of religion. Over under on the Supreme Court and abortion. You could get bombed doing this, or make a ton of money off your friends instead of playing poker. And you could do it right there at Hooters. Just don't invite Toledo; we won't pay the bill. That's true. Never live that down. It's time for Brady to give you that news. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Coffee Day.
Hi.
Toledo, big day.
Huge. I've already had
What are you doing? You already partied?
Big plans. Big plans.
Should ride the mountain today. Do a little coffee on top of the mountain. Singing karaoke.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. The real reason we capitalize the letter I... because writers in the 13th and 14th centuries thought the lowercase I looked too weak for what it represented.
It's a pussy letter.
Yep.
What's this little one with the dot on it? I'm not doing that. I'll do a big line instead. I mean, giant bars on each. Yes, that's a letter.
What did they think of the Q?
Now that's a letter.
Now that is a letter. I can work with this. That little thing with a dot. Looks like a pansy-ass letter.
13th century writers made it so we capitalized I.
Yep.
Having nothing to do with personal pronouns or nouns or anything like that. No.
It's illegal to own a pet hamster in Hawaii. The climate is too good for hamsters.
I was going to say it's invasive.
So if you ever escaped, they could start wild colonies, devastate Hawaii's native crops.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Not a single NBA player has ever had the jersey number 69. All right.
Yeah. But every one of them's wanted it. Are we really that immature that a guy can't be number 69 in the NBA, but in every other sport he can be? And it just doesn't start like a massive orgy? Like, what are they worried about? Like 69. It's like, no, we can't do it. The crowd will start performing oral on each other. No, they won't. There's 69s all over the NFL, and never once have I watched the game and gone, I'm thinking maybe we should exchange bodily fluids real quick. Because that guy's jersey number.
There are 29 million tons worth of spiders on Earth right now. And based on the amount that they eat, in theory, they could eat every single human on the planet in 1 year.
If they all got together.
Yeah, add it up. All of the spiders in the world consume somewhere between 400 million and 800 million tons of prey every year.
Yeah, the giant spider alignment would have to occur. This is a silly scientific study.
If you saw that.
Humans on Earth weigh 300 million tons.
Right. And if we all got together, we'd kill all the spiders faster than they could get rid of us.
That's our problem, though. We can't organize, John. Not like
they need the spider alignment to occur. We're going to eat all of the humans. Black widows, daddy long legs, join me.
Don't they eat each other?
Sure.
Yeah, well, then there's no hope. I'm not worried about them finally getting it together to where all of them are on
the mutiny will happen and they'll take each other
down. The day spiders start looking like they're all on the same page and march in line together, you know. But they're bigots. Spiders are racist. They hang amongst themselves only. You very rarely see a recluse and a black widow hanging out at the bar together. Or it ain't happening. I wonder why that study even happened. You know, if they ever got their together, they could eat all of us. Really? Isn't that true of every animal on the planet? If they all agreed to just be one,
yeah,
they'd kill humans. There isn't a single one that flies. If flies decided all flies are going to eat all the people, they could do it.
It's amazing that we've been able to team up.
We haven't.
In little clusters.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Sure, but you'd put us all under the umbrella of mankind as far as...
We put us under the umbrella of mankind.
And what you just said is the spiders, every one of them has to get together.
Well, what in the world planet have you been on that says we're all teamed up as humanity?
Well, I'm talking about when you go back to, I guess, in a general sense, the domination over over animals. And we've curtailed the spider thing with pest control and
we haven't curtailed. I mean, clearly there's enough of them.
I mean, it's
still left.
Still take people out every year, but
are you calling for the eradication of spiders?
No, quite the opposite. We need them.
I'm not understanding your argument here. You're saying that humans have band together to keep spiders off of our porches.
Yeah, tarantulas never get together and fight other tarantulas. I mean, other spiders necessarily. Like, even though you're saying we're separated, we've come together in different packs, troops.
Right.
And attacked others. Others. Right. But tarantulas don't do that.
You're naming a tarantula. Right.
Widows don't do that.
Right. I don't do it. You don't do it. This little group of people in this room is not going out attacking other human beings. But that doesn't mean that it's not happening in other groups.
My point is it's interesting that animals don't do that more often or, you know, like...
Attack and kill things?
Well, or just group up. The only time they get together are for orgies. We need to do that more often.
Well, that's the uniqueness of the human species is that it kills for fun. It's one of two
and
on
there's
the planet.
And there's a handful of other animals that do that as well.
There's not many.
Killer whales.
Killer whales will kill, but they usually use it for food.
They do it for...
Yeah, it's very rarely murder, and not with each other. They don't kill each other just for the sake of, like, I've killed it. We're a very unique species. You do anything like that, but you anything where you're like, you know, like kill for bloodlust or
point.
Anything else.
I'm like, it's interesting how different we are from the other.
Yeah, but not necessarily in a great way. That doesn't make
I'm not saying that
by any stretch. But if spiders wanted to, if any group of bug wanted to join
ants.
Up, they'd kill us. If you could get them all on the same page, that's true of every species on the planet. You get every single one on the same page, which is what that thing says. They can accomplish everything. It'll never occur, especially with people.
The coronavirus, a couple of stories from the fallout. A guy who was 12 days into mandatory quarantine after he flew home from New Zealand was caught using a bedsheet ladder to escape from his fourth-story hotel room.
Wait, what?
They arrested him on the spot.
He's leaving?
Yeah.
He was COVID escaping?
He was... Yep, on a quarantine.
You couldn't wait 2 weeks?
And it's now come to this. The National Restaurant Association has released a series of training videos to teach servers and staff different methods to handle customers who freak out over mask requirements and other pandemic rules.
Yeah. Yesterday at the Honor Health, I noticed there's a sign on the wall that says they're not going to tolerate anybody aggressive or physical. And I'm like, when did you have to put this up? And she goes, recently. Getting a lot of that? And she goes, yeah. Basically, people are coming in furious that, A, they have to do the COVID test. B, they might have it. And if there's a wait or if they have, like, to stand 6 feet behind someone else or stand outside because the lobby's not that big, evidently they're losing their quirks. And the COVID or the people at the Honor Health are like, we can kick you out whenever we feel like you're just not acting right.
Wallet Hub just released their list of the best cities for vegans and vegetarians.
Oh, tell me this list of places I never want to be.
Well, number one, would your guess be?
For vegans and vegetarians, number one, I'd probably have to go somewhere in like Seattle or Oregon.
You're around it. Portland. Yeah. Portland, Oregon. Los Angeles, number two.
Well, is Portland doing like the worst job ever of taking a neat city and making it so no one ever wants to go there?
Yeah.
Like the citizens of Portland.
Chamber of Commerce must just
Chamber of Commerce are like, please, all of you, shut up. We're getting a reputation of being just horrible pansy hippie people that are annoying the hell out of everyone.
They had that before, but it's really bad now. Well, it's going worldwide now.
It used to be called Keep Portland Weird.
Yeah.
Now it's just a bunch of dicks. Keep Portland, like, hipster, entitled, annoying. I don't want anything to do with Portland anymore. It looks awful. It's on fire. Everybody there is a socialist. That's all I'm learning from the news. And now they're all vegan, too. Ugh, they smell funny. There's no deodorant. Nobody's shaving. That's all I'm getting out of that. Everybody looks like it's a 1998 Paula Cole video. No thanks.
Number eight, John, is surprising. Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, I thought in the Midwest, they'd be all about the meat.
That's meat. Yeah, that's surprising. Indiana's even near that.
San Francisco on the list somewhere?
Yeah, that's number three.
Okay.
What was two?
And number two was Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
But in the top 25, Scottsdale, Gilbert.
There are a lot of vegan options over in Gilbert?
I think so. In that downtown area, I think.
Yeah, but the whole city smells like cow.
They got your...
They thrive on cattle being... I don't understand that at all.
You got your protein house, those all of
that's
those.
Not vegan so much, though. They got protein. Nectar. Protein is meat.
And you get bean protein. You get,
yeah, but I mean, their big thing is a meat
but
deal.
If you go in there, there are definitely good options.
There's vegan
for,
options, But I don't think a lot of vegan restaurants are... They have that vegan hut over there in Indian School I drive by and giggle every day because it's always empty. For some reason, I'm rooting against them in a huge way.
Uprooted kitchen.
Yeah, I drive by and I laugh. Ha! Nobody's there again. You want to blame COVID, but before that, that parking lot was empty too. We have food that tastes like meat. Just eat meat.
2,000 parents were asked what grade they think they'd be placed in for math and science if they had to go back to school right now.
Third, max.
The average answer was sixth grade.
No. I would start failing when they invert fractions. I think that's third or fourth grade.
You just
grade.
Need a refresher.
I need a refresher, but that means I'd have to go back to fourth grade. So you're asking the question, where
no,
would
you
I
know
start?
The basics.
No, I don't.
Sure you do.
Put the fractions in front of me and somebody's got to explain it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going over them with, last year when Kirby was diving into the fractions, like you could figure them out, but you have to do the work.
I can't
show.
Figure it out. If you're saying right now, I have to place you in a math class, I'm in third grade. I can do the basics. Just really, by the way, kids, all you'll ever need. You're never going to need algebra in your life unless you want to be a math teacher, an engineer, or something.
Most parents are confident they could pass the fifth grade again and do okay in sixth grade.
I'd knock it out with a teacher.
Yeah.
But if you just said on your own power, go pass the fifth grade, I'd C's.
Yeah,
probably,
but you'd get a textbook. You could figure it out.
I don't know, Rich.
No?
Math, I don't
got
know.
Got a lot of hope for you.
I'd probably drop a couple of F's on the old math test.
According to a random new study out of York University in Toronto, believe it or not, we really don't know what the backs of our hands look like. Researchers had people look at distorted pictures of the backs of their hands and then try to adjust them until they were the right size. Oh. And people really had trouble figuring out the right proportions of their hands.
Huh.
Researchers think it may be because we almost always see our hands doing things like typing on a keyboard or holding a steering wheel. So it's rare that we take the time to just hold up our hands and study them.
I wonder if I could, in a gaggle of pictures of backs of hands, pick mine out.
That's what I was wondering, too.
A lineup?
I looked at it.
A lineup of the backs of my hands. I got no scars. I nibble my fingernails down, so that would be a clue. Got a couple of busted up knuckles. I don't know that I would. My hand is pretty generic. Brady's hands, you'd see those.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident.
Little Johnsonville brats hanging off of the palm of your hand. Delicious little fingers of yours. Mm.
This 35-year-old guy in Palaiseau, France, named Sylvain Helene, recently lost his job as a kindergarten teacher.
Saw this.
He's covered head to toes in tattoos. His eyes are surgically blackened to look like a demon.
Kindergarten teacher.
So the kids were terrified when they saw him.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, who hired him? They should be fired.
That's the other thing about
this
it.
This guy shouldn't have to quit. The guy who hired him should.
Yeah, I got to pull up the pictures. I saw this yesterday.
He says he spent more than 460 hours getting tattoos, and most of
your
them
fault.
When he was 27.
Yeah. That's he the kindergarten teacher?
He thinks it's unfair.
All right, kids, get out your crayons.
Does he wear the full black contacts to kindergarten
class?
No,
it's not contacts. He had them surgically blackened.
The eyeballs?
The inside of the eyes, yeah, the whites of the eyes.
I didn't know you could do that.
I don't know why you'd want to. He's huge, too.
He said because of an existential crisis when he was 27. That's why he tatted up.
He had a mental breakdown. And now he can't shake it. I mean, the face is actually quite lovely. His girlfriend's hot.
You got to teach art.
He's got $50,000 worth of tattoos on his body for a job that pays $27,000 a year. Good move.
And his tongue tattoo.
His tongue is green. His girlfriend is stunning. Is that his girlfriend? Or is that the tattoo artist?
Not sure, but
beautiful.
Is
that Zoltan?
Is he having five finger? Give me next. Click the next one. No, less him. Yeah, that's interesting. Somebody hired that. That's not his fault.
Yeah.
So evidently he's got credentials and he's qualified to be a kindergarten teacher. Isn't that similar to being discriminated against for the color of your skin?
Now,
hey, look, welcome to the game.
Don't be woke culture on this one.
I'm asking the question. What makes the content of his character no good?
I'm not saying he needs to be
no
canceled. I'm just saying maybe kindergartners aren't the right.
Why?
1 3-year-old in preschool. So
a bunch of lowercase I's is what they are. Lowercase I class. Get over it. It does look like his eyes are missing. Is he stable now? Like he passed the test? Well, he went through the interview. Look, I'm against face tattoos, but this guy's a committed man. Like, that's somebody who...
Well, how old is he now? Because they said, he was going crazy at 27, and that's when he did all that?
Is he in his 30s now, Brady?
35.
All right. He's grown up.
Might have turned around.
He's turned a corner. He just can't shake he can't erase it. Actually, I'm not a big tattoo guy, but if you're going to go for it, do it that way. I admire it.
All of my students and their parents were always cool with me.
Yeah.
They had to be. They were afraid of you.
Exactly.
Because they thought you'd cast a spell on them.
Talk about demons and devils.
No, you're doing a great job.
Yeah. Whenever I think someone can conjure up a spell, I usually am nicer.
That's what you picture.
Yeah. He's a spellcaster. Kindergarten kids? You just tell them he's a big cartoon character. It's easy to get around kindergarten. They might cry a little at first, but they cry at ugly old ladies, too, but you're not going to fire them. I used to cry when we'd get this at first grade, Mrs. Stewart's class at Lake Prairie Elementary School in Indiana. We had this woman, because Mrs. Stewart was older, and this substitute would come in, and she was horrible, just mean, and looked mean. And I would cry the second, Mrs. Stewart's not here today, and I'd look and I'd see her like, moo. They didn't fire her for being ugly and demonic looking, and she was. And she stunk. Sometimes I smell that same kind of rose water and old lady mildew And it takes me right back to that classroom. And glue, for some reason. She always smelled, that whole classroom always smelled like glue. So the first F I ever got in school was because of that bitch. She's dead now, which I'm happy about. On Valentine's Day, we had to cut out, we had to color in hearts and then cut them out with scissors.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to wreck the top of the heart, so I cut squares. I cut them into squares, and the heart was framed. And she came over and she said, I told you to cut out the hearts. And I'm like, I did. I just didn't follow the lines. I made it its own thing. And she wrote in a big black marker, F, on my heart, which was supposed to go to my mother as a gift. But now there's a big F on it because this old bitch touched it. And so I started crying.
This is where it's all.
This is all. There's a lot. Yeah. But, you know, I wanted to punch her. But you don't fire her for that.
You bastard, Brady.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's a lot.
Plunging the knife.
He's right. Yeah. Humanity's horrible, and I've tried to escape it since the first grade. So. Yeah. No, she wrote a big black F right on my heart.
I don't remember. That's amazing.
Yeah. And, I remember.
I remember Mrs. Crum, the teacher.
Yeah. It wasn't her. Shot,
but I don't remember any of the substitutes.
Oh, I remember a lot of the substitutes. We had a guy substitute, and I think it might have been my first dance with a gay. Because he would I always thought he behaved odd. He had brown, strange brown slacks that I remember that he wore that were way too big. But when he'd move, he'd fluff them. And I was in first grade like, huh.
Interesting.
What's interesting
right
now.
Guy moves different than any other man in my family.
For Kirby right now, the English teacher that she was assigned has left. So since then, they haven't rehired a new one.
Already?
So it's been basically a rotation of like four substitutes. Yeah. Are they regulars? I mean, she's only been a couple weeks, yeah. But I'm like, are you doing lessons or? Because substitutes, and I mean, when you get to that age, it was a celebration. You found out you had a substitute today?
It's the best. The best. We had a substitute in, I think it was shop class. My friend Brian Rendall learned how to do high-pitched sounds.
That's right.
This guy had two hearing aids, and Rendall learned it from my friend Kurt Lack, so he could do that, and it would sound like feedback, and the old man would go, ah, ah, but he didn't have to purse his lips or anything. It just came out of his mouth. Like his face looked totally normal, and he goes, ah, ah, and he'd cover it up. What is that? And Brian would just get louder and louder, and we'd all giggle.
Oh.
And this guy, ah, and he'd cover up one of his ears and turn around. Anyway, do I have a teacher's aid? And then Brian got kicked out because he goes, you got two of them in your ears. All right, that's it. You're out of here. Substitutes that are mean, I always wondered, like, what is a substitute? You know, because of teaching. Is it someone who can't get a gig? Or is it somebody who chooses not to have a gig and it's filling
it's
in?
Both, oh, it it's both, actually. It's both, yeah. There's a whole bunch of teachers out there that don't want to do the full-time gig.
They can't
gig.
Commit to the because of their schedule.
A lot of people, like Shannon for a lot of years, was a substitute. So it was like a side hustle.
Oh.
Because you just go into a pool and either you get called
call you up that day.
You get called in the morning or you don't.
Mrs. Stewart's there.
They don't want to commit to
and then there's a lot of
days.
Because there's 2,800 open positions right now in Arizona.
I think it was fourth grade at Osuna Elementary in Albuquerque. We had a bodybuilder substitute for Mrs. Lusane. And he came in and was like, and everybody's like, you're huge. And he's talking about how big he is. And then towards the end of the day, the kids were like, can you lift me? And then all of a sudden he's lifting kids and desks. Yeah.
Do me.
Yeah. And like today he'd be in jail for touching the kids. He touched all of us. He lifted every one of us. And then there was always the big fat kid in every class. There was a big fat kid. But in 1983, you were allowed to go, I'm not trying to lift that.
Kirby's English teacher decided to go online only.
No kidding.
So she had that option. Like, would you like to be the person in charge of the online?
They call that fans only?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, you mean for English? I thought she just quit her job and decided
speaking
to
of fans
whore.
Only.
I get it.
There's that lady that was a pastor that converted. She stopped preaching, and she's a stripper now.
Yeah, good.
And she's available on fans only.
Sean Phil says, please don't use my name, but in first grade, the substitute wouldn't let me go to the bathroom, and I crapped my pants and cried all day long. She just let me sit in it. The funny thing about Sean Phil's is he still looks like he's in first grade. That day stunted his growth.
On Saturday afternoon, a 41-year-old guy named Larry Stuthers and a 31-year-old guy named Jason Carruthers. Rappa confronted a man in Largo, Florida, fought with him, stole his backpack, but that's not all they took. They also stole his prosthetic leg.
Oh.
The cops tracked them both down in about an hour, charged them with strong-arm robbery.
Cool.
Going out on a limb here has something to do with the leg.
Yeah, he strong-armed a leg away.
Yep.
What's the matter?
Going out on a limb here?
Oh.
How am I the only one that caught that?
Well, thank God I didn't, because that means I'm...
You're a great crowd, Bert. Yeah.
You're a great crowd. Enjoy your applesauce. Your nurses will be here for bedtime tuck-in at 5:50. Going out on a limb here. I'm glad I missed it, and I hate you for pointing it out. And I hate you even more for doing it. Hey, everybody, Dallas West is going to come in and do some standards. All you guys can just sit back and enjoy the convalescence home readings of Brady Bogan.
According to a new survey, women fake a climax in bed an average of...
Every day.
Out of percentage.
Percentage? 100.
A little high.
Is it?
A lot
99.
High.
99.
12.
100.
55.
Low.
Damn it.
55.
They fake orgasm how often is the question?
Fake a climax in bed an average of...
Just in bed? 60%.
35.
18% of the time.
Oh, I wasn't that low.
Well, I appreciate the ones who do that.
One out of every five, huh? Yeah. So can we start calling them out?
Men say they fake an average of 16% of the time.
I've faked.
I want to meet these guys.
You faked before?
Yeah.
Which is weird.
I don't know how. Either she just went along with it or whatever. But
I'm
going
to go run in the shower and grab some shampoo. I'm done.
I'll get you a towel. No need.
Yeah, I'm good.
Really? Is that peppermint?
I was
just done. I was drunk.
Yeah, that's just not. You faked it instead of saying I can't finish?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I think it was ego at that point.
I've only faked it that masturbating. Just because I don't want to hurt my own feelings.
All right, we're done here. You need to look at your hands and we're done here.
Great one.
You're so good.
Oh, look at how full your belly is. Oh, my God. You look like a Krispy Kreme. You're such a stud.
You're the best.
Look in the mirror. Man, oh, man, did I finish strong today?
The back of your hands?
Yeah. I don't know how you even do that.
We'll end it with one.
You ever faked it, Brady?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I'm capable.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to finish. And again, the drunk thing, sometimes you're like, I just can't. Or you tugged it earlier and wrecked it for the rest of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I'm capable of the fake. I've done it like way back in the day with, there was a law, that was high school. I didn't like her. Midway through, I realized.
You wanted away.
It was the weird thing is I wanted her to leave while we were doing it instead of after I finished. I got about halfway through and I'm like, I want her out of here. When this is over, that amazing washover of guilt of her one, like, I need her out now. So I finished up and then ran out. I guess that's faking. That was more just running away.
That's not faking because
No, that was real. That was the realest moment of my life. Ugh. My body told me when this is over, you're going to hate yourself. You better get out of here now. Interesting.
We'll end it with a Wild World radio video.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild Wild World radio video. This video has been racking up the hits online.
Okay.
A guy filmed his buddy.
Thanks, Casey.
Coming in at number one, a video that is racking up the hits online. Dear Brady.
This guy filmed his buddy diving into the ocean so he could.
The Devil's Cauldron?
Touch what he thought was a basking shark. They eat plankton.
Oh, no.
But it wasn't a basking
shark. A Baskin's shark?
A Baskin.
Harold Baskin shark? Plankton?
Yeah.
Is this from SpongeBob? You can't stop me!
He realized the shark after jumping in was a great white.
Oh. Did he touch it? Oh, he went in there. No protection or
swim back in.
Let me see that again. Start it over.
Well, wait. It gets better because it'll swing back.
I want to see it all the way.
We're in neutral.
Because?
We're in reverse.
Some interesting pants. Look like that tattooed kindergarten teacher.
That was a bad idea.
Rider.
Check it out.
Come on. That was a bad idea. No.
Is he?
That was a bad idea.
Is he still coming?
Yeah, he'll swing back around. The shark circles around.
Dude, there he goes. He's right there.
That's not a basking shark, dude. And he's in the back of the
rider. Dude, that's a... That's not a basking shark, dude.
What are they, seven? Who gave him the boat?
Rider.
Rider. Seriously, Rider.
Rider.
Wow. What an idiot.
Yeah.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah, where
Give
are their
me my
parents?
$5.
Didn't that sound like 15-year-olds with a boat?
I'm going to touch it.
And anyway, this is the group of people we talk to every couple weeks about don't do the Benadryl challenge. So I'm for thinning the herd a little bit. Go Sharks. You know what you guys should do under the age of 25? Touch a shark. See how many of you can touch a shark. Nope.
Opinions of...
Here comes the email.
Damn it. Yeah, San Jose shark.
No. Real great white in the water sharks. Or in some sort of a fun park like the Odyssey or whatever. Get in there with them. Because if I'm talking to you and it makes sense right now, we don't need you on the planet anymore. If what I'm saying is motivating you to do it, I'm
the opinions
right.
Of John
Holmberg. Turning them off again. There's no disclaimer to this whatsoever. If you feel like touching a shark, let me tell you, you should do it. Like immediately. Find the closest shark and get in there with him. This is not an opinion. It's stating a fact. If there's
you
somebody.
Dumb.
Yeah, I want you off my planet.
The guy on the radio said I should touch sharks, so I did.
I didn't do it.
That's not the radio guy's fault. Not at all. I'll stand in a courtroom and go, Your Honor, not my fault. If just the mere suggestion of you should touch a shark made this guy touch a shark, he was a detriment to society to begin with.
Bert Versley told me to. Bert was clearing his throat, and then the other dude, the sick one, said something about touching sharks.
Touch a shark. Hey, if you think you can, I don't know, stop a car with your hand, go do it.
I can do that.
Good.
Get off my planet. I can do that. It's easy. I've been lifting. I'm pretty strong.
Yeah. Like in a school zone, I think you should get out in front of a car and try to stop it with your hands. And if that idea in your head is like, I can do that, you should get off my planet.
And don't clog up the lines for COVID testing.
Right, you're clogging up lines for everything. Have you been by a Dutch Brothers? I wish people would try to touch cars more often. I wish we had more sharks. I wish we had land sharks. Go touch a bear, touch anything. You know what? Follow Brady around on those stupid snake hunting adventures
at night.
Grab one. Kiss a snake today.
I could do that.
All right, good. Prove it and put it on video so I'm at least entertained by it.
A special, very special inside the fence at Bearzona.
Yes. An up close and personal meet and greet with the bears.
I can do that.
You want a nap with a black bear?
And also anybody who's saying, Holmberg, you're going to get in trouble for that. You're also stupid. You go touch a bear.
I can't believe how irresponsible
you are telling people to go out and try to stop cars with their hands.
If anybody's doing it. It's not my irresponsibility that was the problem.
What about the guy that did it?
Yeah.
And he's still alive. Like,
touched
a
shark?
I touched a bear.
Good for you. Great on you. Are you bragging? I don't believe you.
Kind of. He's
bragging. No pics. Not true. You better do it again. No pics. It didn't happen. The guy on the radio is irresponsible. Am I? Is it me? Okay. It's me. Good.
There's only that one guy from about a month or so ago that took the selfie with the bear.
Yeah.
Remember that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
More of that. We've got to quit protecting the idiots. We've got too many idiots on this planet. That's the reason why we've got so many problems. We've been coddling morons. Everybody's special. I've seen your kids.
Everybody is special, not in the best way. If you're close to them. They like being close.
You know what else close I think space. Is funny? I think, if you can eat a live scorpion, you're a better man than me. Go for it.
Dude on the radio said it'd be cool if I...
Yeah, you should go.
I've eaten a dead one.
You know what's kind of fun, too? Brett and I have been out there, is to ball yourself up at the top of Squaw Peak and just start rolling down the trail. I bet you're faster than the walkers.
I can do that.
The I can do that people. I can do that people. You excite me. And Toledo's worried because his son's one of them. That's the dangerous thing. We're talking to your boy right now.
No, I know.
And he would be the first one to turn and go, the guy on the radio said. Mm-hmm. But you ate the scorpion.
Yeah, but he said I'd be cool.
All right, this is your fault.
That is cool.
Yeah. There's no disclaimer to that. You want to touch a shark? Be my guest. I'll pay your way into the Odyssey.
Here's what tells me you're right. So I asked him why he snuck out last weekend.
Yeah, kid snuck out.
He's like, why did you sneak out? I don't know. I was bored. Don't tell me you were bored. Why did you do it? Well, I wanted to see what it felt like. I'm like, okay, what did it feel like? Well, kind of mischievous. Oh, Christ.
That's it?
Yeah.
Didn't he have two boys over?
But he liked it. Yeah, two
buddies. I love the rush.
He wanted to be mischievous. And I'm like, this is bad news for you. Anything that has.
Shark. Yeah. Don't touch a shark. Yep. Take him to the Odyssey.
You're screwed.
Yeah, touch a shark.
You're screwed.
You're done. Yeah. He's an idiot.
Dad, one of the guys that slept over, I think he took my 8-ball. Anything you can help out?
Wow, that's a leap. Okay.
Man, sneaking out windows and now he's got an 8-ball problem. Why did you sneak out? Oh, for the cocaine, Dad.
Man, North Mesa has really changed
from the BBC to the vape pens
to the 8-ball. Holy crap.
Man, oh man. He's practically a porn star with that hair. Got a coke problem. He's got the BBC on his phone. He should touch a shark. Go ahead, touch it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. 7 billion people on the planet. We could do without about 4 billion of them. And I bet you there's about 2 billion of those 4 billion that you could talk into touching a bear or shark real easy. Get in a tree at the Devil's Cauldron. It looks stable.
Okay.
You absolutely have to have a selfie here, idiot. There you go. That is your Brady Report, complete with touch of shark information. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.